from KQED.
While much of the history from California's missions is well documented, the music of that period remains largely unknown and somewhat mysterious. This weekend, the San Luis Obispo Symphony Chamber Players give music fans along the Central Coast a unique opportunity to experience sounds recalling the era more than two centuries ago. Diane Bach reports.
Here at the old Mission Santa Barbara, the stone floor is worn smooth by generations of footsteps. Handmade wooden pews glow with a soft, golden patina. This chapel looks much the same as it did 200 years ago. What wasn't so well preserved was the music that would have filled this space. What did Mission music sound like? That's the question music historian and composer Craig Russell asked himself when he first laid eyes on a California mission 30 years ago. Finding those answers and sharing them became his life's work.
A lot of wonderful music making back in the 1700s and 1800s here.
Russell visited missions throughout California, sifting through musical archives. He found manuscripts written by the Spanish Catholic friars with notations that few people could even read. Russell transcribed, then translated these documents and was delighted to discover music that was rich, engaging, and surprisingly sophisticated.
It's like having sort of a Lego set, but all the pieces are from your Lego set are in different missions and you got to refine them and glue them together.
Russell was eager to share these gems, and he does so in a composition titled Ecos Harmonicos, Spanish for harmonic echoes. The piece, written for chamber orchestra, aims to convey the lyrical beauty of the violin while evoking the rich past of California's mission era. The piece is in six movements. The introit is the same melody that was sung at the beginning of Mass each day in mission chapels across the state. The second movement is Russell's favorite.
Alleluia. And I personally love the Alleluia. The orchestra splits into sort of two choirs, and then the violin just sort of soars above it.
Ecos Harmonicos will be performed this weekend at three Central Coast missions as part of a special tour by the San Luis Obispo Symphony Chamber Orchestra. Rehearsals went on all week.
No, that's fine.
On this afternoon, the chamber players are sorting out some of the composition's trickier passages. One of the movements, Marcha Suiza, was inspired by melodies written by Father Juan Bautista Sancho. Sancho, who was a friar at Mission San Antonio, just north of San Luis Obispo, was a serious student of music before his arrival in California. His compositions, written in the early 1800s, were elaborate and complex. Russell says Sancho introduced instrumental music to the missions.
Juan Bautista Sancho is our Schubert or our Mozart. He was a phenomenal composer, I think, and a great musician.
Russell's composition ends on an exhilarating note, moving beyond the walls of the mission to the local garrison or presidio with a movement called Fandango.
I conclude the piece with this sort of testament to we all belong to each other, we all belong together. And it's actually how a day very likely could end if it's an important feast day or a wedding or a baptism or something. We surely would have had a party and we'd be dancing the Fandango.
In addition to the mission era influences, friendships among San Luis Obispo's tight-knit music community helped shape Ecos Harmonicos. Russell wrote the piece for a dear friend, a violinist who has since retired.
There's something intangible, but I think nevertheless real, when you know who you're working with, and there's a certain kind of joy and flavor.
This weekend's concerts will feature a special guest violinist, Shunsuke Sato, who acknowledges the significance of this tour.
I find it incredibly just spiritual, almost in a spiritual sense, kind of inspiring, because, you know, you're there where the music was heard and, 200, 300 years ago.
Ecos Armónicos can be heard this weekend at missions San Miguel, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara. For the California Report, I'm Diane Bach on the Central Coast.